You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Believe it or not, Don, people love the music.
No, they don't. You're just letting the music run. So you settle down. The way you've carried on, Don, we ought to have a camera recording you.
You'll throw the camera.
Now, listen, what about, is that button supposed to be red or green?
Don't confuse him.
It's meant to be red, isn't it?
No, I thought it was green. Green's go, red stop.
Don, what you do is you...
I sit here and I just, with my mouth open, thinking of a 75-year-old man carrying on like a bloody three-year-old
kid. That's exactly what you do, Don. You sit there
I
with your mouth open doing
You'd have a great
fuck all.
Rapport with your grandchildren or your granddaughters. You'd be able to relate to them on an equal level, I reckon.
You pull yourself out of bed at six...
By what?
You pull yourself out...
I think find another thing.
You pull yourself out of bed at six in the morning. You get in that thing you call a car, which hasn't got a body on it. It's just got a cabin. You drive up here. You do absolutely nothing, and then you sit there and criticise.
Yep.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Now, in the house today, Don, in the house, in the podcast room here, we've got Ivan, who's someone's attacked his neck. I don't know if. What's that, Ivan?
No, nothing to worry about. No, just a doctor.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Oh, love bite. It's a love bite.
What?
It's a love bite.
From anyone we know or the betrothed?
Yeah, we'll go that way.
All right.
Yeah.
And have a guess who's flown over from... What?
Tell me.
What was about to, Don? I said, have a guess.
You said guess, but I don't...
I said, have a guess, and you said, tell me.
Yeah, I can't guess.
This is what people say, Don. I get halfway through saying something quite obvious, and you say, what? And I said, well, hang on, I'm about to tell you. Have a guess who's flown in from Van Diemen's Land.
Who?
Who?
Hang on, Van Diemen's Land. Who? Van Diemen's Land is Australia.
Is it?
It's not Tasmania.
What's Tasmania called?
Oh, fuck if I know. What do they call it? No, I think Van Diemen's Land was Dirk Hartog. Didn't Dirk Hartog name...
He Dutch, the Dutchman.
The Dutchman over in Western Australia. He left a plate. I think he called it Van Diemen's Land. Or was it Abel Tasman?
Well, tell the people around the world what you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about the discoverer, the people who discovered Australia.
Right. Well, it wasn't the captain.
Who, Captain Cook?
Yeah.
No, he did the East Coast.
What about Governor Phillip?
No, he settled Sydney.
He's responsible. They are responsible for this great country we live in. Those people who discovered this country.
Why didn't they draw up a treaty?
Well, didn't they?
Oh, no.
What they drew up a federation treaty?
No, that's only amongst the whites. They should have had a bit of foresight.
And what?
And included the indigenous people.
To do what?
Well, include them in the constitution. We wouldn't be having all this problem now.
But the constitution was written in federation, wasn't it? In 1900.
Yeah, it was. But they should have had foresight.
Well, 1901, Ivan. What?
They should have had foresight.
Well, when they probably got here, Don, I don't think I've been was around when they arrived in the 1700 and whenever they did. I got a feeling there was nothing here except nothing.
No,
and
there
they
was,
thought,
there
well,
were,
we'll,
there
we'll make this country into what it is today, which they've done, done.
They saw fires going up the East Coast, I think, Captain Cook and his boat. He saw fires being lit, so there were people here.
After the Filipinos... And the Southeast Asians who originally inhabited this country after the indigenous people got rid of them and took over the country. And then the people came from the UK and settled and made this country what it is. That's not being disrespectful.
I wonder what happened. We can reflect on this. What happens if Japan had won the war and invaded Australia?
What happens if the Americans had dropped the bomb instead of Hiroshima, dropped it on Melbourne? What do you mean, what would have happened?
I just wonder.
And now, hang on, I haven't got to you. I haven't got to you. So, Don, have a guess who's flown in. I won't say Van Diemen's name. Have a guess who's flown in from that little triangular
Dirk
part.
Dirk Hartog.
That little triangular part of Australia that when people draw the map of Australia overseas, they never put this on the bottom of Australia. They forget that Tasmania.
What, the
is
map of Tasmania?
Yes, on the map of Tassie. Yep, that's right.
And you should never forget the map of Tassie.
Ivan, don't start working blue. Seriously, leave that to Mick. So I'm introducing who's arrived from Tasmania is michaelchristianmenswear.com. And it's not up your bum.
Oh, isn't it?
Because people got confused with that.
Oh, they were typing up your bum.
They typed up your bum and they said no one known by that name on YouTube or whatever it's called. So here's Michael Christian Menswear. He's arrived.
He's got notes. Why has he got notes?
Now, Mick, can I just say to you, don't work too blue. We've just tried to get back most of the audience that you've got rid of the last time you're in. A little bit tricky and a little bit saucy, if you like, but not too far, not too rough.
But he's writing notes. So, I mean, this is giving me the... What? Right.
Well, anyhow, Mick, why are you here?
Well,
you're welcome,
I didn't
mind
know
you.
Where I flew in from because I get out to the airport now and all the names are written in Aborigine language.
I don't know which...
Well, it's NAIDOC week and I think they're renaming every capital city in Australia because it's NAIDOC week.
No, but why are they renaming every capital city?
Well, I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, I went to the football on Saturday and we had Auntie Joy, we had a smoking ceremony and then we had, I think it was called Band of Ants or something, young Indigenous boys doing a dance.
Yep.
Now, I thought it was $800 to get Artie Joy there. Then there was $500 for a smoking ceremony. How much would their dances have cost? There's 5 minutes of entertainment, maybe for $2,500, if not more.
That's right. It's just a push for money, Don. There's no need to do it. Well, I quote what...
And the other thing is they get lost in the middle of the MCG. It's such a huge arena, you just don't even see them.
So someone said, just moving on, MichaelChristianMenswear.com's theme, someone said that the woman in who runs Queensland, is that Palaszczuk? What's her name?
Yeah, Palaszczuk.
Palaszczuk.
Palaszczuk. Is that a name?
That is Palaszczuk. The correct pronunciation.
Palaszczuk.
Yes.
Well, whatever, what is it, Florence? Or what's her name? Gladys? Florence?
Anastasia.
Anastasia Palaszczuk. Someone said, I don't know if this is just tongue-in-cheek, but someone said they were going to rename Brisbane for the Commonwealth Games. They were going to call it Meanjin, M-E-A-N-G-I-N, J-I-N, Meanjin.
If you know the map of Tassie, you'll know that one.
Meanjin.
What, is that a city in Tasmania?
Meanjin is the Aboriginal name for Brisbane.
You said Minj.
Minjin. That's Minj.
Now, I am sitting in Ivan's seat here. This microphone does work.
Well, it looks like if you speak, why are you here?
Well, I get asked the question.
Well, come on. Why? What?
What are we talking about?
Why are you here? Speak into the microphone, you stupid man.
Well, I was here to show you the new hat.
Righto. So here we Don, we're trying to... Mick's got a bit of stock because we...
Maybe you can show it to all the viewers.
We only have five. We're going to...
Five.
Signed by Rex Hunt, Ben Fordham.
Rex Hunt. And now I'll tell you, Rex is off the...
Richter scale?
He's off the Richter scale.
Is he causing the earthquakes and earth tremors around Melbourne?
I'll give you a Rex update. He's after our trip out to the Veneto Club. Rex was the headliner out there. He has since, I'm just telling you this seriously, he has since gone into a decline and he is currently under the care of a institution and he's not going too well. So we're sending a cheerio to Rex.
So your world tour is not on?
It's... no, it's...
Well, I thought you were going to take the show around Australia.
No, Rex was going
to. But around Victoria first, then Australia, then the world.
We were going right round Australia.
But listen, he's got to have you exclusively. You cannot go out and do sports nights or whatever else. It's just you and Rex.
Don, I told you that in confidence. I told you that in private, and it doesn't need you to take the piss out of Rex.
No, I'm not. I'm taking it out of you.
Rex, after our very successful...
You were very good. Rod Austin came up to me. Rod
Curly.
Curly. Yeah, I saw him at a function on... Oh, I should tell you the funny story there. I've got to apologise to talk about Rod Austin. Do you know how...
Take your hand away from your mouth, well, John.
Shut up.
Well, come
well,
on.
Well, I went to the urinals in this... I went to a football function last Friday. Probably the best football function I've ever been to. It was a Carlton-Hawthorne combined effort for a roast and tribute to David Parkin.
You were there wanking, were you? Says the
Excuse
premiership
me,
captain.
I was there attending.
Yeah, you were the
Not
captain.
Not wanking,
the
I was there
solid,
the big I was
knob.
There attending.
Leviathan.
Anyway, I had to relieve myself, so I went to the urinal. Now, I haven't seen Rod Austin for quite a while, and he's got a look-alike. And Rod's, I like Rod. Anyway, you know, men are very susceptible when they're standing at the urinal. They've got their
susceptible?
Hand... Susceptible? Well, susceptible. They've got no means of defence. Otherwise, if they let their hands
Vulnerable?
Off to defend themselves...
What, someone to grab the snag?
Well, they're holding onto the
what,
snag
what
at the urinal.
Are you going
so
to?
A man is very susceptible and he's got no means of defence when he's having a leak, has he?
Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Depends how many hands you need.
Are you saying, do you go to a urinal and you think at any stage, if you don't hang on to your snag, that someone's going to grab it?
What, no, what urinals, I said...
What urinals are you going to?
I said you are defenceless. So I took advantage of the situation. And as I was walking out, I looked at Michelle and I saw... I saw who I thought was Rod Austin.
You looked at his cock, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I looked at his bloody face and I gave him a shove into the urinal and I've walked out of the urinal and the real Rod Austin appeared. So I've got to apologise. I went looking for the man at the function to apologise. So to that poor fellow that finished up in the urinal, it wasn't Rod Austin, it was some paying customer.
I know. So I was in there one day at the urinal and this bloke
What,
was,
at the function?
No, not at the function, another one. And this bloke was urinating and suddenly he brought the back of his hand up and he smacked the knob of his dick hard and he said, just speaking to his member, he said, "And that's for potting Lucy Jones." And then he brought it up again. He went, whack! And he said, "And that's for potting Margaret Watson." And he went, whack again. He said, "And that's for pissing on my shoes while I'm speaking to you." I didn't really... that's just a joke.
Anyway, Rod Austin did say you were excellent. He attended the Veneto Club, he and his wife. And he said you were excellent.
Well,
you held the show together, he said... We didn't know whether to laugh or cry. We were laughing and crying, but he said you were very good the way you held it all together. So there's a compliment from Curly.
After you've pushed him into the urinal.
Or the man who looked like him.
Yeah. I was talking to a couple of blokes. I was standing next to a couple of blokes in the urinal and I heard one say to another, he said, I wasn't really overhearing, but you couldn't help. And he said, "You know, how's your love life and sex life going?" And the bloke said, "Oh, just ordinary." He said, "Why don't you, when you get home, why don't you turn your missus over? There's a whole new world on the other side." And the bloke said, "What, and risk getting her pregnant?" Did you find that humorous, Don? That I thought, shit, I thought, gee, I'm out of the loop a bit. I didn't realise any of that went on. And now, Don, so Rex has, I'm just giving you, if people are interested, Rex has... Had it gone into a decline, into a state of depression, and we're wishing him well, because he has a lot to offer. He is a world-class and world-renowned fisherman, and if you weren't captivated by that sports night out at the Veneto Club, you are not fair dinkum. It was an extraordinary night. I'm sure Curly told you it was a...
Well, he told me he went through all the emotions from laughing to crying.
He did because he's a...
No, Curly did.
I know, because Curly went...
He was in the audience, he said...
Curly went through the emotions,
yes.
Or Rex did?
No, he did.
Oh, did, yeah. No, so that's right. So
How's Rex's
went
dog, Mister?
Yeah, it's a good question. Good question.
Was he wandering the streets of Bright?
I don't know. I don't know where the dog is. I don't think Rex can... he could claim it as a comfort animal. I don't think he could take it to the hospice or wherever he is. I'm not sure that allowed dogs in amongst the...
Where's the dog's not staying with you then?
The dog is not staying with me, Ivan. No, I would not care for the dog, no matter whose dog it was. I'm not into dogs.
You're into cats, though.
Yeah, someone said, do you like cats? I couldn't eat a whole one, I said, but I would. I like them.
What, now, cats?
Now, Don, what? How have we gone to 15?
15.
Mick.
Yeah.
So you've got to just, we've got the people in Vietnam who've made the hats and that. I know they get embroidered in Tasmania because we are Australians.
That's it. Yes.
What's that got to do with the embroidery?
Well, because the sweatshop kids in Vietnam make the caps, but they send them over to Mick and he gets Australiana. He gets people in Tassie to embroider them. So they are Australian caps.
What's the spelling? Do you check the spelling?
Are you an equal opportunity?
That's why we had the confusion with the Chinese one.
Yeah. What? No, the Tasmanians.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
What, they don't fuck up the embroidery at all?
Nope, never.
So you, every garment, every cap that comes back is spelled correctly. You can't be serious.
Yeah, I check them all, even your number.
You don't throw them in, no throwbacks?
There's a small hiccup when he got the Chinese language put on it. Mick thought it said, you cannot be serious in... Chinese.
That's the one I wear.
Mick took it to a person who translated and said, go and fuck yourself. That's what it had on the top of that. So we had to abandon those.
It says, go and fuck yourself.
Yeah, had to abandon those. Yeah. We've burnt
them.
Oh,
I'm wearing it.
We've got the new ones.
Well, that's
we got the correct one.
That's probably why people don't talk to you, Don, if they can read Chinese. We encourage everyone to learn Chinese.
I think I'll go and ask somebody Chinese.
They'll be taking this state over before long. Now, Mick.
Talking about rolling over before.
Here we go.
We weren't really. We've moved on to another subject.
Mick. Go on. Just going to test some buttons here.
Where's that mute?
Hang on.
Go ready.
Be serious.
What's that button?
You cannot be serious.
No, hang on. No, don't want that. I want the clapping one.
Here's a fax from.
No. That's it. Go on, Mick. Move to the microphone.
The missus wanted me to buy her a new car, a new Mini. So I said, what about we get a convertible? And she said, well, what happens if it rolls over? She said, something might happen to me. And I said, well, I've been rolling you over for bloody years and nothing's happened.
Where'd you get that audience from?
What?
Are they all sitting...
No, the Rocket put these on.
Oh, how is he?
The Rocket, I tell you.
How is he? You're talking?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Well, God, just because we don't cross paths.
But everybody have a blue with you. Finish up talking to anyway. You forgive them.
That's right. I don't hold a grudge. Not that I had a grudge. So let's just go through these buttons. Just a minute. So
don't turn us off.
Shut up, Mick. Ivan. No, I don't know what this one is, so wait for it. Oh, that's cheering. That's clapping. What's this one?
Here's a fax.
That one there.
Yeah, go on.
That was Kiki, remember the homosexual partner, and they put the gerbil
up his ass. So
we should play that. That's
What did he say?
Armageddon.
That's.
And he lit. And doctors at the Mount Sinai Hospital.
Armageddon.
Kiki stuck a tube up. His partner's bottom.
Yeah, no, with the
to see if they could retrieve the gerbil, and he lit a match to see if he could see it, and it ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and exploded inside the bloke's aort, and it set fire to the gerbil and it propelled it out the tube and broke the bloke's nose. Well, I could play that to you. That was extremely humorous. Now this one here is. So we've done that. Now this one here. I don't know what this one is.
Cannot be serious.
Oh no, that's it. Oh, that's another one of those.
Why don't you mark all those so you can hit the button? You're the panel man.
I know the buttons. No. So, Mick.
Yes, Sam. We have
please.
Live hats.
We've got
what we're talking about? The hats.
The hats. Right. The hats have been big sellers, but we need to push them because we're going to say now, if you want to vote for... If if someone asks you to take another vaccine for the COVID, or someone asks you to vote yes for The Voice, or someone asks you to congratulate Brett Sutton for being the Victorian of the Year, wait till we get onto that. Or if someone says anything, you can point to a hat and say, you cannot be serious. This is just nonsense, all those three things.
You could wear it to the tennis, the Australian Open,
too. You could. At the Australian Open.
Well, that's where everybody goes to...
To the tennis.
To the tennis, and you can wear this hat. You can't
Wimbledon. We should have sent some over to some Australians who are at Wimbledon.
We could have sent one to...
But John McEnroe doesn't commentate.
To Ash Barty.
Oh, he probably
would. We could have sent one to Johnny Bairstow.
Right. Now, we'll get on. So, Mick. So, we'll do
We've
that.
We've got five caps, yes.
So, what? So they've got Rex. We spoke about Rex. We've got Rex Hunt, which is a collector's item, the way things are going with Rex.
Ben Fordham.
Rex, I don't think he'd be able to sign a hat at the minute. We've got Ben Fordham, the doc, who apparently is on furlough. I've got a feeling he's been back for a while, but he's not ringing in. Do you think that's the case?
I think he's succumbed to a bit of pressure.
Do you reckon? Well, Doc, if you're there, we need you on board because I'm not sure if our listeners...
No, I think it's still school holidays. He went overseas.
Okay, well, we'll... And him and Joe, do you take the kids and nippers?
Yeah.
Where'd they go? Well, you've climbed up his backside. Where is he? Where'd he go?
Overseas, I believe.
We only introduced you to him over the podcast, and you've gone up, you've been out to his joint for dinner, you've gone into the studio, you're best friends with Jody, the kids, you've buying them presents for Christmas. We only know him from speaking here over the podcast. You've climbed into him. Where is he?
Climbed into him.
Climbed into his...
Couldn't you pick it better?
Overseas.
Couldn't
he's pick climbed into
That's all
his
we're gonna say.
Circle of friends, Don. Okay. Where is he?
No.
Mick? Ivan?
Here.
No, not you, idiot. Where
no,
is he?
No, we're not sure where Ben is. We're not going to say.
Aren't we? Why aren't we?
Well, then he probably won't want people. Yeah. There we go.
All right, he's in Europe. Mick, we've got Ben Fordham on the doctor. Dr. Ben, MD, Managing Don. Mm-hmm. We've got Rex Hunt, who... If you want a signature of Rex's, I would snap these up because I don't reckon Rex is going to be signing too many caps in the near future. We've got the Leviathan over here who went along to a Carlton Hawthorn reunion just so he could wank on about...
Oh, by the way, that surfer was there too. You know...
Male or female?
Jonesy.
Peter Jones. You know the surfer.
Man, I know. Was he there?
He was there.
Did you say the bomber has been flown in?
Oh, no.
The bombies?
He's working on, he's perfecting that surfboard. You know, he's putting runners on it now so he can move up and down, you know, so he can get to the end and hang five. It's a big 12-foot six board.
Don't try and do jokes, Don. Leave it to me, mate. You don't even know.
What? Runners?
he's
got a three stringer, George Rice, and he's converting it.
Do you know who we're talking about, Mike?
Got no idea.
Mike, has anyone ever called
from
you Mike?
No,
Carlton.
I usually get called Mick or... usually just Mick.
Or Dickhead?
No. Only at home.
No, I'm... How is the Ayatollah?
Oh, she's
does she mind
well.
Being called the Ayatollah?
Yeah, she loves that. She loves every bit of it. She says she doesn't.
Mick, speak into the mic.
She loves every bit of it, Sammy.
Now, she's sent some Anzacs in for Don.
Yes.
And biscuits?
Yeah, made some
they
for...
Are.
Made some for Ivan as well.
So, Peter...
Thank you,
man. Percy Jones was... he is what?
She made some for Ivan as well.
What were you waiting at
me? Thank you, Mick.
Well, I was trying to get your attention.
Yeah, what...
Because I usually sit over there, you see.
Well, we're gone. You've got it. What do you want to say?
She made some biscuits for Ivan
as
well.
I
asked what you were trying to get my attention for?
Yeah.
So Peter Jones, would have had to drag himself out of the surf rolls in big in the winter down at Torquay or wherever he is, and he would have actually had to make a special effort to come up to that reunion because he doesn't like to miss the big bombies, the big bomboras out in that come off Bass Strait. Not Van Diemen's Land, but whatever Tasmania was. Sure, Tasmania
was. Yeah, what
wasn't
was it called, Tasmania? It was called something, wasn't it? Like Van Diemen's Land.
I reckon Tasmania.
Geez, I'm going back to sixth grade history here.
Anyhow, so what did Peter. Did he still have the wax on his knees from where he actually
I had difficulty understanding him.
Well, that's what the cold will do. It'll get your vocal cords. If you're out the back. Surfing those huge bomboras, it can get your vocal cords and you tend to stutter a bit, you know. So he probably would have said,
is that the reason why?
Hello, Don, hello. And that's he needs to just what do you call it when you thaw out? That's okay. What he needs to do. So,
I call it go limp.
What?
No, sorry.
Go limp.
Yes.
But why would they applaud? Why would they applaud that?
Well, because it was a double entendre.
Oh, that's the intellect.
Thaw out.
That's the intellect of those people sitting over there. If they are amused by that little quip.
Mick said go limp. It was just another. What? Go on, Mick. Ivan, what was Van Diemen's land?
Well, it was originally called. Yeah, Van Diemen's land.
Was called what? Australia.
No, Tasmania was first called Van Diemen's land.
Oh,
well, what was Australia called?
New Holland.
New Holland.
Yep.
Yes, right. You might be right.
So, Don, when I know,
New
am right.
Holland. No, you don't know. It's only because
why did I say New Holland?
Because you're not, very smart. Intellectually, you're not smart.
So, Van Diemen's land was Tasmania.
Now it's called New China.
Yes.
Van China land.
He's right, Don. What? New Holland. Australia.
How am I going today?
I've got to apologise. Yeah.
Thank you, Don. I'll accept that. That's
oh, fucking
that was Ivan. Ivan did that.
Fucking. He's bigger than fucking. He's bigger.
We'll have to move him on like we did the rocket.
Sorry, boss.
We'll move him on.
You've created a monster.
What I appreciate is that you realised that you'd made an error and you apologised. So I'll accept that.
Will you take that and put it into your book and learn to apologise when you're wrong?
Absolutely, Don. I've apologised plenty of times when you've said things here that I've made an error. Hasn't been many of them, I'll be honest. But
can we get onto some topics?
Yes,
these earthquakes we're having, or tremors.
We just had one
in Melbourne.
What's that, Mick?
That's all right.
Hang on, Mick. So just a minute. Again, Mick.
I thought I heard something, but anyway.
Don said these tremors we're having, and you said we've just had one. Yeah. What, alluding to what?
Ivan.
Did you? That didn't warrant a round of applause.
Oh, what about this?
No.
That's the crowd. All right. Well, listen. We haven't done a topic. You were going to do the earthquakes. Earthquakes?
Well, do you think that's climate change?
No. Please don't start that.
They're just too frequent. It's got to be climate change.
Why? What's the climate got to do with what's happening in the bottom of the earth?
Sheesh, it's unbelievable what this climate's doing to our earth.
Oh, yes, I'm glad you're saying that tongue-in-cheek.
No, I'm not. I'm very serious.
Are you serious? you cannot be serious. We've had people, I've been watching people who are just denying all this nonsense, and they're saying that the temperature has gone up a degree 200 years ago, it went down a degree 150 years ago. It varies, and it's got nothing to do with people are saying it has.
We're on a fault line, been very quiet for years and years. All of a sudden it's happening. I wonder whether we could disappear here in Melbourne. I mean, Los Angeles is built on a fault line.
Mount Gambier, the Blue Dam in Mount Gambier is a crater.
Right. Yeah, it runs right. You can see all the old extinct volcanoes through the Western District.
Extinct. Yeah, extinct.
Yeah.
Do you think we might disappear here in Melbourne?
Well, we don't know.
If the present government stays in office, we will. We'll disappear.
And is that right? Did I read it correctly that this is how gold is made, by the pressure plates in the earth.
Diamonds are made like that. Diamonds are made by pressure.
I saw something. I didn't read it. But
alluvial deposits, Don.
Not alluvial.
Oh, they are alluvial deposits.
No, I thought alluvial deposits were those found in the river.
Well, that's where gold is found.
You can dig for it.
How are we going here?
I'll tell you a good one about the river.
Mick, into the microphone, please. Mick was going to work really blue then, and we've had to sanction him. Now listen,
we've got five caps.
Right, get on to that quickly.
One every 2 weeks. We're doing an auction online. The first one went online last night.
Hang on, Mick. You're doing an auction online.
Online on the Michael Christian.
Oh, you don't know your own website. MichaelChristianMenswear.com.
That's it. Yes.
You're doing auction online. What do you mean you're doing an auction? Someone's going to say,
I put it up last night.
$50?
And the first bid came in at $100.
100. So we're going up in bids of what?
Oh, we can go up in thousands if you like.
How do we know that this is authentic? You just said it's $100. I don't reckon you got a bid.
Don, can you hear the rustling of cellophane? Don, don't eat on mic.
Too late.
Do you believe that? We get more complaints about you not speaking into the microphone and eating. You're eating now.
I get lots of
complaints. Hang on, speak. Go on, speak.
Very difficult when your mouth's full.
Yeah, gee.
We know.
You've got no interest in this being a professional outfit, this, Don. All you do is come in here, you pay lip service to it being professional, you don't speak into the microphone, you give fuck all topics, you eat on and drink on microphone, and you're making gigs out of us. Now, Mick.
Yes.
So what... If people, seriously, they're going to buy, they're going to auction, bid for 5 caps with Rex Hunt and the Doctor's signature. Is Ivan on it?
2 weeks.
Is Ivan on it?
We can put Ivan on it.
Have a listen to this.
I can't spell.
Listen to this. Have a listen. Ivan, you go on with this, but Ivan said he was on the plane.
Oh.
Tell us about that.
No. We're not going to talk about that one.
I'm talking about it.
All right.
Ivan's big boss, his absolute boss of the mining company he works for. Ivan's sitting down in coach on the plane, and the boss is sitting
what
up
in coach.
In coach, down the back of the plane near the shoot house. And that's where Ivan travels. And the boss was up the front. And the boss was looking on his mobile phone and a reel, what do you call it, a scroll, not a scroll.
Reels.
The reels came up on the phone and it had Wimbledon starting and it had the scores of the football and it had other things and climate change. And the next one was a picture of Ivan.
Doing photo shoots outside Safeway.
What? No.
What? The next one, Mick, picture was us on there.
Yep.
You, me.
The Instagram.
On Instagram, Ivan, and his boss said, "That's the bloke that works for us. That's all. His name's Paul.
Yeah.
I call him Ivan. That's Ivan," and he became a hero on the plane. His boss didn't even know he existed until he saw him.
He has trouble walking through the terminal of Perth now. He's got a sign, you know, like a sandwich board. I'm Ivan.
And he gets firm in the jodhpurs.
Front
gets a
back.
Bit firm in the jodhpurs walking through. He can't get through the turnstiles. Gets jammed in the apparatus.
Sideways.
Now, yeah. So, Mick, this is a record. 32. We've got 5 hats with Ivan, Dr. Ben, Rex, and Don and I, of course. But what? $100. Come on, mate. What was it? It must be more than that. You're not going to let them go for 100, are you?
No, of course we're not. But we're going to do one every 2 weeks, so the bids can just keep coming in, and I will update them daily on the website.
It's like, you know, there's Lord a reserve. Knows. What would you let them go for?
Lord knows.
Lord knows. You wouldn't let them go for under 300 or 400, would you?
Right. That's correct. That's
if you wanted to get Rex Hunt's signature now, there is no way you could get it.
No.
And don't forget, he has been a world-class figure in fishing, and he was for two decades, was the number one football caller of our code, anyhow, in Australia. You can't get his signature because he can't write.
Gee.
What, does he have a problem? Dyslexia?
Dyslexic. He's not dyslexic. Doesn't mean you can't write.
You can still write, spell. Just go backwards.
Consequently, you can't write.
How illogical is that statement?
Well, if you don't know how to spell, you can't write, can you?
Well, you don't think he knows how to spell his name?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think he's. I don't think he can control his fingers or hands to write properly.
What, has he got them in a straitjacket?
He hasn't got them in a straitjacket. He's just not capable of doing it. His mental acuity is not what he was hoping for. At this stage. So, get on to...
Shout-outs.
Okay, I've got to start a topic. That's the biggest. I won't do this minutes. Now, but I'm just putting you on notice. The biggest sporting event that's happened probably this year was completely ignored by the mainstream media. It was 10 pages from the back of the papers.
Not golf, sure.
No, I'll tell you, is the biggest sporting event
biggest sporting
this
event.
Year. You will say bullshit, but I'm telling you what it is in a minute. But give out the shout-outs. I've got some shout-outs.
Hang on. No, you've got me going here. The biggest sporting event
The biggest sporting triumph.
Triumph.
Which got very little press because I watched it. I watched
it's
the whole
gotta
thing.
It's got to be it'd be the golf.
It's not the golf. Mm.
What else would you watch?
You think about it. That's a good question. Now.
American politics. I was meant to.
Gridiron?
That's about all you can watch.
Gridiron, I wouldn't watch that. Do you remember? I went on a Lamborghini drive. I know that's
no,
a wank.
No, I don't know that.
I did. I said that they're selling Lamborghini hats for $90.
Yes,
you did. Yeah, I did. He remembers.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I've got Alzheimer's. Talking about Alzheimer's, Joe Biden.
There goes the topic.
I watched him the other day.
There goes the topic.
Now, hang on.
I was in the middle.
Shut
of
up,
the
shut up. This has intrigued me.
Okay.
Do you think he's suffering from something? Because now, I'm being serious. Because as he walked, his hands were kind of stiff and hanging.
Don, if you just got on, that's been going on. He is retarded.
No.
Now
I
he's
think
got,
there's something.
He's got.
Yeah,
there's some.
Right.
That's a symptom of some.
He is
problem.
He's doped up.
No, please.
He is Don.
Don't give me. I said there. Why would he walk like there was no expression with his arms
he's
as
doped
he walked?
Up.
He was kind of hanging them.
He has got dementia.
No, that's not a. Is it?
And he is doped up so he can walk properly. He is.
He didn't walk properly the other day.
But that's because he's got dementia.
What about the latest one where he's referred to the Ukrainian army
as Iraq?
No, as the Vietnamese soldiers.
No, he
thinking
is,
the Vietnamese.
He might have just been a bit stiff. You get stiff in any joints, Sam?
Not lately, Mick.
Well, the marijuana oil helps the stiffness, Mick.
You've chimed, cloned in. I'll give you a clap too, Don. Now, this is you're working the crowd beautifully over here. How about that television we've got in? Now, Mick, this is the last. This is you've got five hats. You said something else then, Don.
It's self-explanatory on the website.
Shout out.
No, I was telling you, Don, and Ivan said, there goes the topic. You interrupted. I went on this Lamborghini drive. I know it's a wank. And I met a very nice man out there who organised a tour with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He took him round interviewing him, and he was, and his name's Goran. Goran, I'll just tell you.
Like the tennis player.
No, yeah, it is, absolutely. His name's, I'm just going to tell you what his name is.
Goran.
No, I want to tell you what his name is. I want to tell you what his actual name is. His name's.
He's a bodybuilder, is he?
No, he's not. He's a Goran.
Promoter.
Kukowski. Goran Kukowski. He's from Hollywood Events. And I'm giving a shout-out to him. He's a very nice man. And he said if we wanted a hand with monetizing this, that's what he does. So, and he's very keen, or not keen, but he's very happy to come and speak to you and I about it. Goran
Kurowski,
I met him and his wife from Hollywood Events, and he organises celebrities, goes around and interviews them and sells out venues and arenas, and he said the last one he did was Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said it was fantastic, and so we're giving a shout out to him, and I'm sending out a shout to the man who runs the Medway Golf Club, Peter, because I told him about how I went to the wrong office, and it was the office of the brothel rather than I've done all that, and Peter's a good man. He listens in, so
Medway,
Medway.
Medway. Medway, isn't that a private club down on the Sandbell? Medway.
No. Medway?
Yes.
I think it's Medway.
Yeah, I think that's a golf course
Medway
on the Sandbell.
Medway is the public course over on the Westgate Bridge.
Well, there must be two Medways. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. Well, can I give a shout out?
I played golf with Dally Messenger down there.
How is he?
Well, he's recovered after you nearly killed him.
No after effects of the COVID. I've still got a few after effects.
Yeah. No, he's a very good, nice golfer, Dally.
Is he?
He's a man, doesn't hit the ball far, but hits it crisply, Don.
What, 10 metres?
No, don't be.
He just gets value for money.
He hits it crisply.
He took me to the Panthers Storm game.
Jesus, you've claimed him too, have you, Ivan?
What do you mean claimed him?
Well, he's jumping onto him now. Well, he just said he took him to the Panthers Storm
game. Shit, he's gone on to... Who else has he got on to?
Oh, and there's a message from Locko as well. Just
Who? Who to?
Locko who?
Yeah, he sent in a questionnaire.
Locko who? Oh, John.
John Locko.
Yeah.
What's I just asked him, when's John Van Wyss going across for the swim? So,
well, didn't you listen to the podcast last week?
Well, we're getting
John
closer.
Van Wisser in.
We did.
And he's going over at the start of next month. Well, he's going over in a couple of weeks to swim Loch Ness.
I watched his film or YouTube thing about running from the...
That's extraordinary.
What is it? From Marble Arch.
Arc to arch.
He ran 140 k's.
He rode 180.
Yeah, but hang on. No, hang on. 140 k's to Dover. He got there. He was just about rooted. How he did that's beyond me. Had a sleep for 6 hours. Got in the water and did not a straight line, but it was a dog leg across to Calais. Had a sleep again. Then got on the bike. Was pushing uphill on the way to Paris. And did it in 71 hours.
It's extraordinary. He is a human dynamo, Mick.
And why would he do it?
Because he's driven.
Oh, God. What turns you on?
And he lies. He lies.
What do you mean, lies?
Well, hang on. He lies in a ice bath.
Yeah, but that's for preparation for this Loch Ness swim.
I know that,
and they're leaving on the 18th of July.
I've got a video of him here. Lie in an ice bath for 40 minutes. Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, but it's all very well, and what it came home to me was, it's all very well showing that documentary from the arch to the arc, but what about the training, the months and months of training that went on prior to the event?
I'm just telling you, Don, to swim Loch Ness, he's laid, or gone to lie in an ice bath every other day for 40 minutes.
He's going to do that in 8 or 9 hours.
Oh, is he?
But what about the other one, 72 hours?
I'm just saying he acclimatises himself to the stringent cold water in the Loch Ness by lying in an ice bath for 40 minutes. Have a crack at that. It's impossible. So there we are. Now, look, I'm going to come back.
Hang on, what about the shout-outs? Have we done those?
Well, I just did two. Go ahead.
Kevin from Warrigal.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people, they're funny, aren't they? They come up and they say, oh, I love your podcast. Yeah. Oh, I'll give you a shout-out.
Yep.
Oh, well, geez, do they back off at a million miles an hour?
So Kevin's not backing off.
Well, he is. He wouldn't give me his surname, but he was at the Carlton Hawthorne function the other night. He's a Carlton supporter.
But you don't ever want their surnames.
And also Warren. Now, Warren actually gave me he's a builder, Harbourside Builders. I was having a coffee in Boundary Road, Dramana. And Warren came up, and there's a man crossing the crossing at Mornington, which I was doing, the main street of Mornington. He wanted not a selfie, but he took a photograph of the two of us. I said, I'll give you a shout out. No. Yet he wanted a photograph taken. So that man, no name, crossing the, I'm giving you a shout out.
And the man who organised this television and hooked it up, Don, which is an extraordinary feat, his name's Jonathan, and he's from, God almighty.
Sound?
Premium Sound? Oh, let's hope it's from Premium Sound.
Why don't we get a camera where we could show the people this big television?
Premium Sound. Jonathan, I'm just checking. Premium Sound it is too. I wrote it down. Jonathan is from Premium Sound, and he hooked this up. That is an extraordinary... We can't show it. We might show it on
Why don't we get a camera?
When we do the promo, we might stand in front of that. He hooked that up and we've got all the apps on it. We can watch anything we want to. And Jonathan's from Premium Sound. Gavin was here from Bang & Olufsen. Jonathan got the thing going and showed us how... Gavin got it going and Jonathan showed us how to use it. And he is a premium sound man. The speakers and DVD players, and it's extraordinary. We can watch Debbie Does Dallas on... We can watch anything on that. Buttfuckers 3 on there.
What?
We can sit there on the couch there and watch...
What was it called?
Oh, it's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Buttfuckers 3.
Yeah,
Buttfuckers 3.
Buttfuckers 3.
I have a shout-out, Sam, for a friend of mine. He's having his 68th birthday.
Yeah.
So he's one off the naughty one.
Hang on.
Beautiful. He's having his 68th birthday and he's one off the sportsman's breakfast.
Anyway.
Hang on.
Round of applause. Get the audience.
Hang on just a minute.
Anyway.
No, hang on. Don't shout over the applause now. Right. Go on, Mick.
So his name is Amex.
Who? What's that?
Amex.
Amex.
As in the card.
It's really his nickname. He's a very sort of... He's a very randy fellow, and he never leaves home without it, so we call him Amex.
This is extraordinary stuff.
Hang on, this is getting a bit deep for me. I like to be hit in the eye. I got to think this through?
No, you never think anything through.
Hang on,
they call him Amex because he never leaves home without it. That is, I think
without what?
Tips his missus up or his partner upside down and gives him a nice touch up, and then he leaves home. Don, it's Amex. You know, never leave home without it. Who is that bloke? Carl Malden had nose. Yeah. He said, was he American Express? Wasn't he?
American
Express. He had a huge hooter. Looked like W.C. Fields. If he stood downwind, it turned into a horn.
Streets of San Francisco, was that the show he was in?
It was something like that. Now, Don.
Where was Mr. Wong from? Mr. Wong. Mr. Wong.
China. Oh, yeah,
I lost my traveller's checks.
China.
Television set.
We have office right here in Hong Kong.
That's right. I bet you they don't have the office anymore.
Hello, Mr. Wong. they say that's racist or... No. If you take off someone's voice, like you say, hello, Mr. Wong, how are you? They say that's...
No, racism comes back to the individual. If they consider it's racism.
That's not right.
No, well, I'm telling
you. No, that's a first...
If the individuals consider it racism...
It's
racist.
Or sexism, or you can do any of that. That's just common sense. If you... that's bullshit. Just because someone says something, that doesn't make it right. Now, I'm going to come back...
Good.
And tell you the biggest sporting event, the greatest sporting event I've seen this year, and it got very little coverage. In fact, it was minimal coverage, and it was a superhuman feat. Any final shout-outs on this truncated... and we've got a man coming in. We've got an interview coming in, Don. And Ivan, and of course Sir Michael. He's the proprietor or owner of a swingers club. And have we got some questions for him? And he will be, he's very willing to come in, and I've read through his profile and the conditions in terms of how the swingers club works. We might have to go down there just for research purposes, Don. Although I don't think two blokes can go. We're going to ask him. I think it's not...
I was going to ask him all that.
Well, good. I'm glad you've got a question to ask him, because I'll do the bulk of the old heavy lifting.
Will you?
Lifting. Good. I sit here and I look through my notes and I look up at you out of the corner of my eyes, hoping you'll put your hand up to ask a question, and nothing. Crickets. I hear this from you. I've got all this.
Sure, you've got it all. You're going to be a monster on this.
That's it. I'm coming back. I'd see if you can work out in between the break here what the biggest sporting event was.
No, I don't know.
And
I've told
got
you.
No coverage at all. And that's it. Now, let me just push the right button here. I've pushed all the other ones. Ivan, which one is it? This one? No, which
no,
one?
It's that red one. The red one.
With the cross
shut
on
up.
It.
Because you ain't